You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Auditor General's Office of South Africa released today its audit findings of local municipalities. Only 39 of our local municipalities were able to receive a clean audit, according to the AG's report. More concerning than that is that the state of metros over the last five or so odd years has deteriorated in terms of the quality of the audit findings there. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the head of audit at the Auditor General's Office of South Africa, Sharon Adams. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Sharon, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of the findings from the AG's office across the municipalities. Any standout performers there?
Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners. So we've seen for the current year that we've got very limited progress over this administration. However, we've seen some green shoots in some improvements. So the first one that we would like to mention is the timely submission of the financial statements, where we've seen an improvement from 82 to 98% in the current year. Furthermore, the second one is a reduction of our disclaimed municipalities. When we started the administration, there was about 29 disclaimed municipalities, and that was reduced to 8 municipalities. And these are undesirable audit outcomes that we would like not like to see. Of this, 8, there's 7 repeat disclaimers that's been in the disclaim zone for about 3 to 10 years. What we have seen, these improvements in terms of the submission of the financial statements and those of the disclaimed audit opinions, is all the intervention from both national and the provincial perspective, the roles that the premiers, the coctors, the treasuries and legislatures and parliament play to play their role in terms of the accountability ecosystem. Furthermore, one of the other green shoots that we've seen, we've got about 61% of our municipalities in the unqualified zone with findings. That is quite a significant improvement. However, of concern, Jeremy, to us and the listeners, is the areas of regressions that we've seen. So we've seen a regression in the space of the clean audit from 41 to 39 clean audits, only representing 15%. Further regressions that we have seen specifically in the space of the metros, where we find that there is no metro municipality with clean audit outcomes, and we've got 3 basically in the unqualified zone, which is City of Cape Town, eThekwini and City of Joburg. And these municipalities, these metros, serves about 46% of the household and is responsible for 54% of the budget. I think furthermore, if we look at these metro municipalities, they take responsibility for about 73 billion of the regular expenditure over the administration, and in the current year, 23 billion of irregular expenditure. So what we have clearly seen in the space of a metro, a clear demonstration where institutionalization of controls is not implemented. There's no regard for compliance to the law. Officials are not behaving ethically. There's conflict of interest, and they always don't act in the best interest of the institution. And we've seen the number of unauthorized irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure growing on a consistent basis with no proper accountability and consequence management that takes place in this regard. The other interesting one in terms of movement in the audit outcomes, overall we see a 72 municipalities improve and 38% regress. But however, when we look at the budgets of these municipalities, the regressions is more in the 38, which basically deals with 149 billion of the budget compared to the improvement of 82 billion of the budget, which basically indicates to you the municipality that regressed actually holds portion of the biggest budget compared to those ones that has improved.
Now, Sharon, part of those regressing municipalities are, of course, our metros. They have been performing worse than they were at the start of this particular reporting term. Over the last 5 years, we've seen a significant deterioration in their performance. Can we look at that in a bit more detail and look at why that is so concerning? The metros are surely supposed to be those that have more resources and perhaps even those that are able to set the example for the smaller municipalities.
Jimmy, 100% right. So when we look at the audit outcomes for the metro, as I've indicated, there's three basically that's got unqualified audit opinions. So what we have seen in the current year, a regression specifically with the City of Cape Town that had findings on procurement and contract management that they are addressing and dealing with. When we specifically look at eThekwini Metro, and this has been a metro that has been in the unqualified zone for a number of years. So throughout these metros, we see consistently findings in the area of non-compliance to laws and regulation, with specific emphasis on procurement and contract management, where procurement prescripts are not appropriately followed in these cases. For example, in the case of City of Joburg, we see they've got an unqualified audit, but this was mainly due to the entities across the sphere basically that received this unqualified audit. But as a standalone audit, City of Joburg would have obtained a qualified audit opinion. And similarly, when we look at the other metros that's in the qualified zone, which is the rest of them, there again, we don't see any culture of clear performance, knowing that you perform your work in terms of your mandate. There's no clear accountability that we find. So when we basically engage with these metros many times, we find we issue repeat findings. And then furthermore, from a transparency perspective, when you even look at their performance report, there's only two metros that basically receive a clean bill of health when it comes to the service delivery, which is the performance information report. Furthermore, when we look specifically at the metro in terms of their rate of responsiveness to our findings, even in some of the instances where we've issued material irregularities, the rate of responsiveness is very, very slow. So that is one of the key challenges, some of the key challenges that we find in the metros, and they are the ones, as you correctly said, that basically has the biggest budget, and also from a skills and capability perspective, should have better skills and capability based on where they are centered, but still one that we find quite a bit of challenges with.
Sharon, if we're looking at what needs to be done going forward, we have seen some signs of improvement in some areas, but we've also seen an increase in the use of consultants, significantly impacting how much is spent on consultants to prepare financial statements and to do things that municipalities employ other individuals to do. How do we improve this? How do we improve the audit quality, simultaneously the financial management of municipalities, such that we're able to achieve better audit outcomes?
So, Jimmy, when we specifically look at the spend of consultants, once again, we see an increase since the start of the administration to now. For this year, there was about 1.6 billion that has been spent in the cost of consultants. What we further see then when these consultants are basically utilized, so it's in 68% of the instances that we see recurring appointments of consultants that is appointed in the municipalities. Majority of the cases, the reasons for the appointment of consultants is because of skills and vacancies, or not having appropriate skills, or having vacancies in place. That was one of the key reasons why these consultants were appointed. When you dig a bit deeper to get an understanding when these consultants are appointed, what do these consultants actually do? So a lot of the work that the consultants then does is looking many times at underlining basic information that was supposed to be done on a daily and monthly and quarterly basis, like asset management, accounting services that they do, preparation of financial statements, even in some instances, tax services that we see that they do. And in this case, we find a lot of times when we actually assess from our perspective, looking at when these consultants was utilized, we still find in majority of the cases that the audit outcomes are not improving, that then the findings then still remain the same. So in many of the cases that we find that the work on of the consultant is not adequately reviewed by the respective municipalities that they put where when they appoint consultants. Sometimes when they appoint these consultants, they don't even do proper needs assessment to say, why do we need consultants? And in other cases, they actually appoint consultants knowing they don't have the documents available. So in many cases, we've actually started issuing material irregularities, about 33 of them, where we've actually indicated you are not using consultants effectively, and there should be a process in place when you're appointing these consultants. So these are instances where we've seen proper processes wasn't followed, proper accountability wasn't driven when it came to the appointment of consultants.
Greater accountability and audit improvements required by municipalities or from municipalities and required urgently. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Head of Audit at the Auditor General's Office of South Africa, Sharon Adams, joining us to take a look at the conclusion of municipal audits, or local municipality audits rather, and the outcomes thereof.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.